I'm Larry, pleased to meet you.
Good of you to see me.
Yes.
I've been in India just once.
Oh.
I was over in Calcutta.
Calcutta? Where?
Right, I was staying with Brother Andrew. I don't know whether you know him. He works with Mother Teresa in Nagpur over there.
Near Chaurangi? Near Chaurangi?
Chaurangi Road.
There is a place called Chaurangi.
No, he wasn't there. He was right in Calcutta itself.
And, not in Calcutta proper.
Yes, right in Calcutta. And he was an Australian Jesuit who founded an order of brothers to work over there with Mother Teresa. So he used to work near there. And how long are you staying out here in Australia?
Very nice.
Funny, very nice.
Mm. Would you like to drink water?
No, thank you. How many hours of prayer a day do, say, the manager do?
To worship God, we have got 9 processes. Mm. One is to hear about God and to speak about God. Savanam Kirtanam. Then memorizing God's activities. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasiva. Then worshipping his feet, just like we offer flower to the feet. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasiva. Archana. Then deity worship. Just like we are doing in the temple, deity worship. And bandana, offering prayers, just like you do in the church. Bandana, dasam, to engage oneself always in his service. Sabanam kirtanam vishnu smaranam padasevanam archanam bandana dasam sakham. So, taking as the best friend, consider God as the best friend.
Consider God as?
Best friend.
Best friend.
Just like Arjuna did. Mm-hmm. Arjuna worship God as friend, the best friend. God is the best friend for everyone.
That's right. As John says, God is love.
Yes.
Same thing.
Mm-hmm. So, Asam Sakam Atmanivedanam, and to offer everything to God. Whatever I have got. My body, my money, my everything. These are 9 processes. Savanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Padasevanam Archanam Bandhanam Dasam Sakam Atmanivedanam. 9 processes. So in these 9 processes, you take, or you take 8, or you take 7, you take 6, you take 5, you take 4, you take 3, you take 2, at least 1.
And is everybody able to take the 9?
Huh?
Is everybody able to take the 9 processes?
Yes.
Everybody?
It is not difficult.
And do you have what I might call a training in contemplation, in which you get the...
That is smaranam, memorizing.
Memorizing.
Yeah.
Getting freedom.
Thinking of God's activities.
And, you know, in mysticism, Christian mysticism, Western mysticism, we have, say, the 7 castles of St. Teresa of Avila, and we have a process of contemplation, which we call infused, which God gives, ordinary prayer anybody is able to make. Teresa would speak about the three castles, the first three castles.
Sri Castle?
In her book, Interior Mansions, the real mystic prayer, well, it's not given to everybody. Do you have to, these men get trained in mystic prayer and contemplation?
The mystic prayer means to think of God's activities. So that is marana.
Marana. Not so much thinking of them as just being really in his presence and open to receive rather than to be active. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. But bhakti is activity. Bhakti is not passive, active. Just like hearing, it is activity. Similarly, glorifying, this is activity. Smarana, remembering, memorizing, that is activity.
That is true, I see that. I think I sort of see a higher form of activity where the senses...
What do you mean by higher form?
Where the senses really are taken over.
The sense means activity.
But intuition...
Sense...
Something higher.
When you use your sense,
that
it's like śravana.
Sure.
Hearing. So you use your sense. So this is activity.
I see that. Yes, I understand that.
You engage your ear. That means activity. I glorify, I speak, I engage my tongue in glorifying. That is activity.
But
as soon as there is sense activity, that is activity.
But to get that real stillness and quiet in which...
No, bhakti is not stillness.
But
that is neutrality. Stillness means you stop your material activity. That is stillness.
What's
but
that?
Your material activities, when you stop it, that is stillness.
What is neutrality then?
That is neutrality. You're neither spiritual nor material, on the marginal stage. That is called simply realizing how God is great. That is neutrality. But real devotion begins when one understands that God is so great, I am rendering my service to this world uselessly. Why not render service to God? That is called dasyam, beginning of active devotion. We are active in the material world. It is useless. Simply wasting time and making one entangled in repetition of birth and death. Material activity. This is called pravritti marga. Pravritti marga means sense enjoyment. And for sense enjoyment, we have to accept so many different types of bodies. 8,400,000. Everyone is busy in sense enjoyment. The tiger is busy, the hog is busy, the dog is busy. The man also, if he becomes busy like tigers and hogs and dogs, then he is going to become again the same species of life.
When he reaches a higher state of activity, when he really loves all mankind and he loves God,
that is a kind of concoction.
Kind of what?
Concoction, mental speculation. Why should you love mankind? Why not tiger?
Because they are my brothers and sisters.
Huh?
Because they are my brothers and sisters.
Sure, they're brother and sister everyone loves.
Sure.
In the family, everyone loves his brother and sister. Does it mean that he's a very big man?
Because there is a common fatherhood. God is the father.
Yes, common fellow. That is, who can read Bhagavad Gita? Bring Bhagavad Gita. Find out these words. Vidya vinaya sampanne brahmani bhavi hastini suniti chasapadhi pandita samadhi. Vidya. Call Paramahamsa.
Vinaya sampane brahmane yadi hastini shuni chaiva svapake cha pandita samadashinaha. Translation: the humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, see with equal vision a learned and gentle brahmana, a cow, an elephant, a dog, and a dog eater, an outcast. A dog eater, outcast.
Just read again.
The humble sage, by virtue of true knowledge, sees with equal vision.
What does that mean, equal vision?
Equal vision means that I don't make any distinction between you and a dog.
You make no distinction.
No, this is spiritual vision. Because a pandita means learned man. His equal vision means he does not make any difference between the souls. The dog has got also soul. And the learned scholar has got also soul. But the soul is covered by the dog's body, and here the soul is covered by the learned scholar's body. So actually, both of them are souls, part and parcel of God.
Would you think that their souls are of different value? The soul of the dog?
No, soul is of the same value.
That I find hard to accept. Because, as I would understand it, the soul of the man, of any man, is what we would call a spiritual soul, an immortal soul. The soul of the animal is a principle of life, what the Greeks would call a psyche. Aristotle would call a psyche. But it is not an immortal soul. Therefore, the man has higher value than the animal, the dog, something like that.
No. What do you think? Just like a child and the child's father. The child has got different soul and the father has got different soul. You mean?
Yeah, they've got different souls, but they're both immortal, spiritual souls.
Who is important, the child or the father?
Both are important.
Huh?
Both very important. Both more important than
which
the dog.
One? Which important?
He says both are equally important, but they are both more important than the dog.
Oh, important. So far important is concerned, both of them same.
Same. They're different people, aren't they?
No, you say both of them important. Yeah. That means from the importance point of view, they are the same. You say both of them.
The father and the son, they are both the same importance.
But they're different people, they're different souls.
That's all right, but you say both of them important. Mm-hmm. On which platform?
When you say a thing, two things are important. You don't say they are of equal.
Yes, life. Both of them are life.
Both of them are life. A flower has life. A dog has life.
That's not life.
A man has life.
Yeah.
For me, that is a gradation in life. You've got a stone.
A gradation, so far, just like there are gradation of motor cars. This is made by Ford, this is made by Chevrolet.
Oh, sure. Mm.
But the petrol is the same.
The petrol is the same.
Yes.
Hmm. Even that can vary. Still,
there is no still. Petrol is the same. The machine may be different.
They're all machines.
Yes, the body is machine.
They're all inferior, lower.
Yes.
Than man.
Body is matter.
Body is matter.
Yes.
But a person is more than just matter.
No,
I'm more than
the
matter.
Person. That's like that is, if a man is sitting on a Rolls Royce car, he's thinking very important. And a man sitting on some ordinary car, he's thinking I'm poor. But as man, both of them equal.
Oh.
Falsely, because he's sitting in a particular type of car, he's thinking I'm bigger.
Oh, yes, I can see. I agree with all that.
So the soul is the same. So there is no difference. Mamai vansa jiva bhuta. Find out this verse. Soul is the part and parcel of the Supreme Soul, Super Soul, God.
That is what I find hard to understand, your divine grace, if I'm right. That my soul, your soul, is part of the Supreme Soul.
Yeah.
I can't
their soul is of the part and parcel.
I can't understand that because the
what
Supreme,
is
the
what
supreme
is
Soul, the God, the Deity,
yeah.
Is infinite.
Yes, infinite. Just
but
like
you,
I'll let you know.
You and I.
Just like the ocean and a drop of ocean.
But even that, no, I can't say that either. The ocean is not infinite. The ocean is limited.
It is a comparison.
A
drop of water.
Bits.
He is infinite. God is infinite.
God is infinite.
We are finite.
We're finite. God is infinite.
Yes.
Therefore, we cannot add it together, make up God.
No. I don't say that.
Good.
I don't say that. That finite and infinite. Yeah? Finite is there. Only in is not there. That is lacking. The individual soul, you and we are not infinite.
No,
but God is.
Yeah.
God is infinite. And I am finite. So the finite portion is common. The in is more in God. Infinite. So, similarly, I am giving the example, just like a drop of ocean water, it contains the same chemical. You'll find salty. And the whole ocean also salty.
Yes.
But the ocean is big salt. And this drop is a small particle. But salt is there.
But I can't accept the example because the little drops of water, which are salt and so on, all together coalesce and form the huge ocean. But the ocean is still finite. It is not infinite. But you and I are finite.
That is already explained.
If we coalesce together, no matter how many of us are, there are.
I'm not comparing that combined together we shall be equal to God. I don't say that.
I didn't follow you then.
I don't say that we are some men here or the whole universal souls combined together.
Mm-hmm.
Still, they are finite.
Mm.
They are not infinite. Yes. Multi billions of zeros cannot make one.
True.
So I don't say that. But the quality is there, very minute.
Imitation of the divine.
Not imitation, actually we have God. Just take another example. Gold. and a particle of gold, a small fragmental, that will be called gold, but not the gold equal to the mind. Therefore, the philosophy is Achinta Vedare, inconceivable, one and different, simultaneous. One in quality, but different in quantity. God's power, I have got some creative power, and God has got creative power. So the creative power is there, but God has created millions of the planets that are floating in the air. And we have created a 747 airplane. We want to take more credit than God. That is our foolishness.
Oh, I say that is man's sin, if you like, is that he prides himself on his achievement.
That is false pride. The scientists, the modern scientists, they are taking false pride that there is no need of God. We are now creating.
Some of them are, not all.
Some of the fools, not all fools, but some of the fools.
I say that.
Declaring themselves as scientists, that there is no God. We can do everything.
Let me see if I can understand what you mean by God.
God means all-powerful, the great. Okay. You say also the great.
I'd say all-powerful, omnipotent. Great, yes.
That
all
is
loving.
Huh?
All loving.
Yes, everything is great.
No,
nobody can surpass his love.
I mean, did God is all loving?
Yes.
Good. Do you?
When you say great, he is great in every respect.
Good. In Christianity we have sort of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the relationship of love between them, which we call three persons in one God.
Yes.
In your understanding of God.
God and his love towards us, because we are sons of God.
Yes.
Therefore, Father has natural love for sons. Therefore, God comes. God sends his son or representative to canvas that you come to God, you'll be happy there.
Who was the son he sent?
And just like Jesus, you say, son of
Christ,
God.
Christ, you would say. That's, so, that's the second person made man, come in a human.
Yes, he's very important.
Bodily.
But he's son, very, very important son. Just like father may have many sons, but one of them may be very important, very good assistant to the father. So Christ is like that. He's Son of God, very important. He's helping God, coming down to reclaim these fallen souls. They come to God. Why you are suffering here? So he's very faithful and important son. But the others, they are also sons, but they have forgotten God. Therefore they are suffering. So sometimes he sends his son or his devotee, and sometimes he comes himself. That is Krishna.
And he comes in bodily form and shape?
Yes. God has, while the son has got body, then the father has got body. Your son has got body, so you have got your body. Without the father having body, how the son can get body?
Don't understand that.
If suppose you are son,
yes,
you have got this body. So your father must have body.
Yes, true.
Similarly, if the son of God has body, the God must have body.
Not necessarily.
Why? Can you show any example? A son is born from without body.
That is on a very human level.
Anyway, your experience is on the human field. You have to give some example that here is no body, but the son has body. Show me the example.
you can have a man who has a thing in what we call supereminence, and he has it on a higher form.
Higher form, maybe. There is more.
You take a musician like Beethoven, a musician.
Now we also say that the God has got form, but not form like this.
No, he hasn't got form in Aristotle's idea of the word form either. Now his holomorphic theory of matter and form. In a sense, form there means spirit, and so
if yeah.
you understand it,
spiritual form.
Understand it, you could say God
spiritual
has form.
But
we're not using it in that sense. When you're using the word form, you mean a material form, like a shape, a body. You
know? No, no. I don't say material form. Spiritual form.
I haven't understood you then. God, you say, has a form.
Spiritual form.
Ah, well, it's a matter of words, I can understand that. He has a...
Not this form.
No, not material. He's not matter. He's
no,
pure.
No.
We would say he's pure spirit,
yeah,
pure activity.
Yeah, yeah. That is stated...
There's no form of passivity in God. There's no form of change in God. There's no limitations of any sort. Matter has limitations.
Yes.
The soul... is immortal because it has no principle of corruption in it. Aristotle would say that matter has parts outside parts, and so it has in itself the power of dissolving, and it will break up, it corrupts.
But
yeah, soul never does.
We have got this material body and spiritual soul. That is, in this material condition, there is distinction between the spirit and matter. As soon as the spirit goes from this material body, there's nowhere.
There's no life. Mm-hmm. True.
It is matter only, lump of matter, combination of matter. Therefore, the spirit is important, even in this life.
Oh, I say that, of course.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Spirit is important. Mm-hmm. But God is fully spirit. He has no material body.
Sure.
We have got, in this material condition, difference between the matter and spirit. But God has not such thing. He is whole spirit. That is the difference between God.
And also, as a result, the human, you, I, all these, we're all persons separate from one another, distinct from one another, and distinct from God, who is a separate person.
Yeah.
You,
It's
that I haven't understood. Sometimes you get pantheists who talk as though God is made up of a sum total.
That is a theory. That is a theory. That is not fact.
No, but also it's a false theory, I think, because it goes against all logic and philosophy.
No, theory in this way, that God is everywhere by His potential. But everything is not God.
Sure.
This is our theory. God is everywhere, just like the sun sign. Sun sign is spread everywhere. But that does not mean everything is sun.
It's true.
It is like that. God is all-pervading by His potency. This is good. This is also energy of God. Find out this verse. Bhumi rāpo nalo vāyu angamana buddhire yati.
In your creed, do you believe in metempsychosis? That is, the soul going through one form of life. And then if it lives badly, the person lives badly, it comes back in another form, and so on. You believe in the metempsychosis?
Transmigration.
Transmigration of souls.
Yes. That is stated. Yeah.
I find it hard to accept that.
What is the difficulty? Just like you have entered this black dress,
And
I have entered this as scholar this. Mm. But as human being, we are the same.
But to think that my soul belonged, say, to a dog in ages gone past, or that it's going to come back and be a tiger or another person.
Tiger is the body. And human form is also body. So if you want to become like a tiger, then God helps you to enter into the body of the tiger.
I find it hard to accept that.
How will not accept? God is so kind. If you want to be something, He helps you, all right, to become.
It seems to me that God sent Jesus to tell the whole world.
But God says that you don't desire anything. You simply become faithful to me. That is God's desire. But we are not abiding by the orders of God. We desire so many things. That's like, I don't mind if I say, that God said, thou shalt not kill, but we are killing. We're violating. That tendency is there. So we must suffer for that.
Oh, true. Sure. If we know that we're doing wrong.
Because we are not abiding by the order of God. Therefore we must be prepared to suffer. So if I kill you, then you kill me. They're going on. Then I kill you, you kill me. Life for life. You have no right to kill. But if you kill, then you will be killed.
Yeah, I accept all that. Although it's true that God has said, love one another.
Yeah.
People don't always obey God.
But they kill. Instead of loving, they kill. Mm-hmm. So they must suffer.
But it has to be, it's not proved that the way of suffering is to come back in another form, which is the theory of transmigration.
Just like you are in this apartment, you can go to another apartment. And that apartment may not be exactly like this. It may be better or it may be worse. Similarly, we have entered. Find out the tathādi hāntara prāti.
Tīnosmin yatāde kaumāraṁ yavanam jara tathādi hāntara prāptir dhīras tatra namu yati. As the abiding soul continually passes in this body from boyhood to youth to old age, the soul similarly passes into another body at death. The self-realized soul is not bewildered by such a change.
Just like a child gets another body, boy. The boy gets another body, youth. The youth gets another body, old man. Similarly, when this body is not useful, then he gets another body. Tatha dehantara prati. As we experience dehantara, different types of body we are getting one after another. Similarly, my soul is immortal, you will get another body. Now, here it is not mentioned what kind of body, another body. The another body means there are 8,400,000 different types of bodies. So he can enter any one of them according to his karma. That will be selected by higher authorities. Just like, I do not know, here in India, in New Delhi, the Indian government, they give house accommodation to the government servant. So there are different types of houses. For minister, one type of house. For secretaries, for one type of house. For the clerks, one type of house. So according to the position, a house is offered. So we are acting here according to our result and action of the activities we get next month. That is under the control of material nature. You find out karanam guna sanga asya sadasat janma juni karanam guna sanga asya.
Purusha prakriti stohi bhunte prakriti jangunan karanam guna sangosya sadasa jani janmasu. The living entity and material nature thus follows the ways of life, enjoying the three modes of nature. This is due to his association with that material nature. Thus he meets with good and evil amongst various species.
Now, the material nature has gone three modes: goodness, passion, and ignorance, and mixture. So, we are associating with the modes of material nature. And according to that nature, we are manufacturing our next body. This is it. So, in the material world, we are infecting several types of quality of the nature. Not everyone is on the same quality. Just like these boys, they are being trained up under certain quality. They are not going to the restaurant, they are not going to the liquor shop, they are not smoking, they are not eating meat, they have no illicit sex, they are being trained up. This is a quality. And another man is going to the liquor shop, to the brothel, so many other things. They are not of the same quality.
What is it all leading to? What does it all lead them to? A state of liberation from material things?
There are two. Now in freedom. The human form of life, we have got two selections. I think in the Bible also it is said that one goes to hell, one goes to heaven. So we have got two selections. Either to the path of hellish condition or to the path of back to home, back to God. This is human life. It is in Sanskrit word, it is called pravritti marga, nivritti marga. Nivritti marga means stopping the material way of life and go to the spiritual world, back to home, back to God.
And does that mean that the things such as you mentioned, smoking and alcohol and sex and meat, that all those things are material and therefore bad?
Yeah.
Take sex, how can that be considered
In your Christian religion also, there is celibacy, right? You also train them. The nuns, the priests, they are not meant for marrying.
That's true, but we don't say that sex is bad.
Why is that forbidden to marry?
Well, it's a question of something I freely accept.
No.
Freely accept not to marry.
This is spiritual life. But sex life is not spiritual life.
That I find so hard to accept, because everything that God makes is good. And God makes a man
good
complete with
what
sex.
Is good for you is not good for me.
But you are man.
One man's food is another man's poison.
But everything that God makes is good.
That's all right. Good for somebody.
In
just
itself,
like stool. Stool is good for the pigs, not for the human being.
But everything that God makes.
That everything is good. The pig so considers stool is very good, nice food.
Every man is made with sex appetites. Every man is
made in sex. Yes, that is called pravritti. pravittireshan bhutana nirvittesu mahaphalam. This is natural inclination. But if you can stop it, that is victory.
I can't accept that.
Now why you do not accept in the Christian religion there is unmarried life?
I mean, married life is a good life. The use of sex is good.
Good?
Eating is good. Life. If it's abused, it's bad.
No. Married life is good.
Yes.
That if you follow the rules and regulations.
Otherwise, therefore, sex in itself is good.
Sex is good.
Mm-hmm.
That is also stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Dharma viruddha kamasmi. Find out. Balam balavatamasmi dharma.
Balam balavatam chaham kamaraga vivarjitam dharma viruddho bhuteshu kamasmi bharadarshabha.
I am the strength of the strong, devoid of passion and desire. I am sex, life, which is not contrary to religious principles, O Lord of the Bharatas.
That's it.
What is this book?
This is Bhagavad Gita. It's speaking. The God is speaking.
Okay.
So, dharma viruddha, sex life, which is not against religious principle, that I am, Krishna, God said. So sex life is not bad, provided it is under the religious system.
That's true, everything. True. I thought you were saying sex in itself.
No, no. Sex life.
I mean, there have been people in the history of the world, like the Manichaeans and that, who held that sex in itself was bad. Now, I couldn't accept that. It's part of man.
Dharma-viruddha, that you can have sex for begetting nice children.
Sure.
But not for sense gratification.
Also for increasing the love between husband and wife.
Mm-hmm.
Even though they can't have children.
No, they can have children.
Suppose they can't.
They can.
If
they can beget nice children, they can have sex.
But suppose they can't have children, would you say they can still have sex?
No, that is not enough.
That's where I think...
That is illicit sex. If you cannot produce children, and you still have sex, that is illicit sex.
Yes, well, I find it hard to accept that. Tell me more, would you please, about your concept of God. I'd be very interested in that.
God is great. He's great in every respect. In strength.
Is he a person?
Yes.
Person.
Unless a person, what is the meaning of great?
Of great. Well, you can speak about a mountain being great, and that's not God.
But God can swallow millions of mountains. That is God. Your conception is mountain is very good, great. But our conception is God is so great that he can swallow millions of mountains. So whose greatness is great? The mountains or God's?
Well, it's in a different order altogether. One's
pure, but God pure great, God is great means whatever greatness, there's a sky is the great. And there are millions of skies. That is God's.
But that's all in the material world.
Material and spiritual, we both speak. God is great means he's materially great and spiritually great. That is his greatness. If you think that he's spiritually great and materially small, that is not great. That is not greatness.
You know, in the Bible it says that God, you know, knows everybody and knows them by name.
Like that?
God knows everybody and knows
Mary?
Them.
God knows everybody and knows them by name.
That is greatness.
Now, you would say...
That is his greatness.
A knowing person.
You know yourself. Or you know myself. But you cannot know everyone.
That's right.
But God knows everyone.
And loves everybody.
Yes.
Would you see that he loves the person who is doing wrong?
Yes.
Still.
That's when he comes.
To say.
Don't do wrong.
And if the person...
That is love.
And if the person rejects that love, does he still love him?
Yes, still loving. He's trying. God is situated in everyone's heart. Ishvara sarvabhutanam riddhesa arjuna tishti.
God cannot change.
Yes. God is friend, always.
Always loving.
He is sitting with this individual soul within the heart and giving him good advice that you come to me, he'll be happy. But he is not going. That's what is happening. Still God is with him. All right, let me see. Just like the father, he loves his son. He always giving, my dear son, why you are going out? Your father has got immense property. You live with me and India. But he will not do. He'll go and become a hippie. What can we do?
Krishna. What exactly does Krishna mean?
Krishna means all attractive.
Means what?
All attractive. That is
all attractive, all beautiful.
That is great. You say God is great. We say God Krishna. Krishna means all attractive. Well, unless you are the great, you cannot be all attractive.
When you speak of Krishna consciousness, it means
God consciousness. God consciousness.
God consciousness.
God is great and I am his eternal servant. This is Krishna consciousness. Two words. God is great and I am his eternal son. I am small. This consciousness is called Krishna consciousness.
Do you know the prayer that the Russians use, the Jesus prayer?
Any prayer. God is one. Either you pray in a different way, I pray in a different way. It doesn't matter.
Oh, I know that, but I want to know, do you know the what's known as the Jesus Prayer, which the Russians use? It seems to me that you chant, don't you, Hare Krishna?
Yes.
That is a prayer, and it's a rhythmic chant.
Yes, that is prayer.
Now, there is a form of prayer known as the Jesus Prayer, which you do the same. You either chant it,
the difference.
Oh, well, I mean, from the point of view of giving glory to God, no difference.
Yeah. No, that is spiritual. That is spiritual.
Yes.
To give glory to God, that is spiritual. And otherwise, what do you think of this materiality of this chanting?
What?
Chanting is not material. Chanting is spiritual.
Well, it depends. I mean, the some thing, of course.
No, the spiritual thing does not depend on anything material.
The some product, the full prayer, is certainly a spiritual experience created by a material use of lips and things like that. It makes a noise.
No, it is not material creation. Hare Krishna mantra is not material creation. It is from the spiritual world.
Oh, I see that. But I mean, you've spoken words. All I'm trying to say
that is
it's body and soul together praying.
Yes. Yes. Body and soul different.
Oh, of course.
Body and soul different.
And that's the point I was trying to make, that you have a gradation in your prayer in the Jesus prayer, in which you speak, and you can hear the noise chanting. You might say something like this, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Now that's a chanting, a singing, and it sums up everything I believe in, say the word Jesus. But then there can be the other where there's no sound is heard, but I'm still thinking it in my mind.
Similarly, you can think of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes, I know. And then there's the third.
What is the difference? There is no difference.
The third form is where I do not think it. It's just I'm sort of wrapped, absorbed in the divine.
That attention, ecstasy comes in Hare Krishna mantra. Mm. Otherwise, these young boys are chanting and dancing. Unless there is ecstasy, they are not monkeys, they are human beings, they are dancing. With education, with culture. Unless there is spiritual ecstasy, how they can chant and dance for hours together? It is not monkey dancing. It is spiritual. It is spiritual.
Oh, I can say that.
Yes. So, that is God's omnipotence. When you offer sincere prayer, the words become spiritual. That is what. If you sincerely offer your prayers, God understands. Even though sound appears to be material, it is no more material, it is spiritual. Just like I'll give you one example. Just you put one iron rod in the fire, so the iron rod becomes warmer, and then it becomes red hot. When it is red hot, it is no more iron, it is fire. You touch the red hot anywhere, it will burn.
Transform.
Yeah. So, actually, there is nothing material. When God consciousness is there, it is spiritual. This, in association with God, everything becomes spiritual. Just like there is a church and there is an ordinary house. People say, this is church, God's place, and this is house. What is the difference? That is also made of bricks, that is also made of bricks. Why people go to the church? Why not to the house? So, the conclusion is, when the atmosphere is surcharged with God consciousness, it is spiritual. Immediately. Otherwise, as soon as you forget, God, then it is material. Material and spiritual means where there is no forgetfulness of God, that is spiritual. And where there is forgetfulness of God, there is material.
Sort of figurative use of the word.
Nothing that is actual. Actually, God is all pervading. Everything is God's energy. Therefore, God is whole spirit, His energy cannot be material.
Yes,
the material is, as soon as we forget the relationship with God, there is material. Otherwise, God is everywhere.
But we're using the words in a figurative sense there.
No, it is actually, just like the sun sign.
This is matter.
This is matter. So long we forget God.
But no matter what you do to this, it will still
remain. It is energy of God.
Matter is inferior
energy of God. Matter is not defined from God. Why not? Bhumi rapo nalo vayu. Because everything is emanates from God. He is the Father
God
of everything.
God created everything, yes. But not everything is spiritual.
That I already said, that God is, everything is depending on God.
But not
everything is God.
No, true. So this, no matter what you do, it must remain matter.
This is matter, but when it is used for God, this is spirit.
Well, that's why I say figurative use.
The same example, just like...
Still remains wood.
The church is made of matter. Wood and stone, but it is spirit because Here there is nothing other goodness than God. So the real thing is, matter means forgetfulness of God. It is that bhumi rapunalo.
Bhumi rapunalo vayo kamamalo buddhiyai vacha ahankara iti yamchme vina prakriti astada. Translation. Earth, water, fire, air, ether, mind, intelligence, and false ego, altogether, these eight comprise my separated material energies.
So, God being all spirit, his energy is also spirit. His energy cannot be defined. But in this material energy, we forget God. That what is called material. If we know that this wood is also energy of God, that is spiritual understanding. And if we think that wood has come independently from any other source, that is material. In the Vedanta Sutra, this is discussed in the beginning. The Athata Brahma Jigyasa, to inquire about the Absolute Truth. The answer is, Janmadasya Jatha. The Absolute Truth is that, or is the source of everything. Absolute Truth. That there are two things, material and spiritual. So both are coming from God. It's like darkness and light, two sides of the sun. So when there is light, we call day. When it is darkness, we call night. But they are simply two sides of the sun, the supreme light, or the material light. Similarly, material is darkness. And spiritual is light. Both sides. Sometimes it is said the spiritual is the front side of God and material is the back side of God. So your back side or front side, they are the same. Similarly, therefore this pantheism, they said, why should you take this is back side? Everything is God. That is their philosophy. They say that everything is God, pantheism. Of course, that is not perfect knowledge. Everything is God, and again, everything is not God.
Everything is distinct from God.
Yeah.
We are distinct persons.
Yes, that is bhinna
prakriti rasvada. Being from God.
Bhinna prakriti, that is state, separated energy. Material things mean separated energy. Just like this tape record, when we are not here, they will play the record and I am speaking. That is separated energy. And I am directly speaking, that is non-separated energy. So separated energy and non-separated energy, they are coming from the same source. The source is the same. Therefore, ultimate issue, the source being all spirit, everything is spirit. But the place where we do not directly perceive God, that is material. And the place where we directly perceive God, there is truth. So either separated or connected, God is the only one source of all energies. That is explained there. Bhumi rapanalo vayo kamamalo
buddhiyai. I couldn't find the other verse. The next verse is apare amitas tu anya.
Yeah. Yeah.
Read that. Aparayam mitastu anyam prakriti vidime param jiva bhuta mahabaho jajidam dhajadiyatjaga. Besides, just the previous verse was saying that earth, water, fire, ether, mind, intelligence, all these comprise my separated material energy. And the next verse it says, besides this inferior nature, O Almighty Arjuna, there is a superior energy of mine, which are all living entities, who are struggling with the material nature and are sustaining the universe. The living entities are sustaining the universe.
So, from here we understand the material energy and the spiritual energy. So spiritual energy is predominating over the material energy.
Yes, I understand that. The Spirit of God.
That it is superior. It is superior energy. And the material energy, inferior energy. Just like in your body, there are some inferior parts and some superior parts. But they are body. Parts of the body. This part is superior part. And the rectum is inferior part. But that does not mean it does not form the constituent parts of your body. Otherwise, how you become whole? Whole means comprising everything, superior, inferior. But comparatively, there is superior part, inferior part. So the material energy is also God's energy. And spiritual energy is also God's energy. But the spiritual energy is described here as superior energy and the material energy is described here as inferior energy. But altogether they are energies. So those who are expert devotees of God, they can utilize inferior energy for the purpose of superior energy. That is, the proper utilization. Just like the same brick and stone is required for constructing an ordinary house, and the same brick and stone can be used for constructing a church, that is superior.
Yes, I understand that.
Yes. The material is not different. The ordinary house is constructed with the same bricks and stone, and church is also made of that. But why it is superior? Because it is specially only meant for God's purpose. So anything utilized for God's purpose, it becomes superior. This is our philosophy.
Very good. You're kind talking to me.
So we are trying to engage everything in God's service, to make it superior in it.
How do you see helping your fellow man?
You help me? You are making them God conscious.
How do they?
That is best help. Instead of making them drunkard, woman hunter, meat eaters, we are making them Krishna conscious. That is the best help.
Do they go out and make other disciples?
Eh?
Do they go and then make other disciples?
So do we go out and make other disciples?
No, we don't accept as disciple anyone who does not follow the rules and regulations.
Is it by prayer to God that you help the world?
This is prayer, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna means, O Krishna, and Krishna's energy, please accept me as your servant.
But are you praying for all these people outside who do not belong to?
Oh, yes.
So you're
praying. Therefore, we chant Hare Krishna so that they can hear and take benefit. They seem that they are disturbing, but we are helping them.
And do you believe that God is pleased by your prayer and helps them because of your prayer?
That depends on God. God is fully independent. he may not like. You cannot force him.
No.
But it is our duty to request him. You cannot force him. If he likes, if he does not like, that is his will, because he is the supreme will. But God likes. If a devotee requests him something, he likes to accept. That is God's mercy. He takes devotee's prayer very seriously. Therefore, another process is to take the shelter of a devotee first. Because even one is inferior, not to be accepted by God. But if a devotee requests, God, kindly accept this fellow. God accepts. Mercy of saintly. Kripa-siddha. The Sanskrit word is Kripa-siddha. He becomes perfect by the mercy of devotee.
What was the meaning of the bag you wear on your hand?
The chanting.
Beads inside.
Beads.
Ah, beads in there.
Yes. Yeah. I think in Christian there are beads.
I saw them in the picture they had and I didn't know what it was.
This is covering of the bead. Because we put here, there may be some dust. So, to show respect to the beads, we keep it covered. Yes. We do not touch on the floor. It is on veneration.
Well, I have kept you long enough.
No, you can keep me engaged all day and night. Provided you have got time. We are meant for this purpose. If anyone can understand God consciousness, that is a great profit for us. Now, our appeal is to everyone, every religious sect, that people are becoming godless, generally, at the present moment. We should make combined effort to revive their God consciousness. Otherwise, it is doomed. And there is no question of Christian God or Hindu God or Muslim God. God is one. There should be no difference between the system. According to the time and circumstances, there may be little difference. But really, if we can understand God, either through Christianity or through Hindu or Muslim, that is our profit. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Sabhi pungshan paro dharmo jatho bhakti yadukkari. That is first-class religion, following which one becomes a lover of God. You become a lover of God. That we want to see. It doesn't matter whether you go through Christian religion or Mohammedan religion or Hindu religion or Buddhism. It doesn't matter. You understand God and love Him.
Oh, I agree entirely.
This is our mission.
And it's good that I think we are coming more to understand that.
Yes. And,
I think you see a lot of young people who really are longing for some form of contemplation and prayer. That is why you get followers.
Yes. Now these boys, they are coming from your Christian group, Jewish group, but they are taking to Krishna consciousness. One priest in Boston, he issued one pamphlet that these boys are our boys, and before this moment, they didn't care to come to the church. And now they're mad after God. How is it? The same body. So, indirectly, he accepted this process as easier to understand God. And actually it is easier. And what do? They don't go to the forest or meditate or make any very austere what is called penances. They simply chant in the morning and dance in excess and then eat sumptuously. Yes. And now they have given up everything. Now you bribe them, and you eat meat, they will never eat. They will not drink tea. The method is, the American government, they spend lots of money for stopping this addiction to drugs. And these boys, as soon as they come to me, they give up. Ask them what money I have bribed them. You can ask how they have left it. How have they have given meat eating, how they have given drinking, even tea, cigarette, everything. What I have given them. I am poor Indian, I have no money. But how they have accepted it.
Satisfies the longing in the heart we all have for God.
Now you can ask them, they are in front. Then nobody, either Hindu or Christian, Indian, they're coming all from Christian group or Jewish group. So they're all educated boys. So there is no question of bluffing them. Young boys, they can earn money like anything, especially in America, but they are given everything. They are very respectable father, son.
I think it's what, like Augustine said, that the heart is restless until it rests in you, O God. And I think that's what I say here.
No, I don't teach them that I am God.
No, you never tell.
I always teach them I am servant of God, you are also servant. And they accept. Actually, that is our position. This is bluff. When somebody says, I am God, that is bluff, cheating. We protest very vehemently against this declaration that I am God. No. Nobody can become God. God is one.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, I must run away. It's been very good talking to you.
Just take some prasad.
This is a little fruit that we usually traditionally offer to a guest. We offer them a little fruit, so could you take one piece?
Good. I can take the whole plate.
Take the whole plate. Good. Yeah. I just eat it?
Yes, it's just...
No,
it's just
no special ceremony?
We've already done that.
Okay. When I was in India, I visited a shrine. It was the festival of the goddess of learning. And they brought me fruit to eat at the end of it. And I was embarrassed. And I didn't know whether to take it or not. And they said, it's their custom, you must take it. So I did.
We say, by worshipping God, everyone is worshipped. There is no need of separately worshipping goddess of fortune, goddess of learning. Just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, it goes to every branch, leaf and twigs, every approach. You take some fruits?
No more, thank you. Thank you very much.
Like a little water?
No, right.
So, people either through Christianity or through any process, they must come to the understanding platform where we can understand what is God and how to love Him. That is required. Otherwise, this human civilization will be spoiled.
And the great truth also, that God loves every one of us. That God loves every one of us.
God loves, that is natural. But you do not love, I do not love. That is the difficulty. Father loves his son, that is natural. But when the son does not love father, that is a very precarious condition.
Good, well thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. Yeah.
Thank you. We'll pray for one another.
Yeah.
God bless you.
Bye, everybody.
You have got that cantilo? No.
No. You can get melon? How do you do melon now?
Yeah.
Okay. You made him run away. He said I must run away.